Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 7 to the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure. Continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. We're having a great visit with our good friend Rich Galen. Rich, thanks again for hanging out with us. Mullings.com is how you find his twice-weekly cyber column, which I encourage you to check out. And it's mostly free, right, Rich?
It's all free if you want it to be free. But if I can guilt you into giving me $30, then it's not free.
And he's
I'm really good at that, by the way, NPR.
He's as good at guilt as I am at sarcasm, so that'll give you a little bit of an indicator there. Hey, Rich, Washington, D.C. either did or is about to raise minimum wage.
They have not done that yet.
Did you? They haven't done it yet?
No. Oh, Washington, D.C., I'm sorry. Oh, yeah, they have, but not to the issue here in Washington, D.C. has to do with Walmart and other big box stores. They want specifically Walmart, although it's not mentioned in the actual legislation, to pay, and I forget what it is, $12.50 an hour or $13.50, whatever the number is, but a significant increase in the minimum wage, just because they think they can, they can strong arm Walmart into it. Well, Walmart's pretty strong themselves, and they said, you know what?
They got pretty strong arms, don't they?
Yeah, they got pretty strong arms, and they say, you know what? If we can provide prices that are 25 or 30% lower than someplace else, then that's actually a pay increase for every one of our shoppers because their money goes 30% further. And people that come and work for us seem to like it because they stay with us. So we don't understand the problem you're trying to solve.
That's exactly right. That's the point. That's exactly right. It's just like, I'm trying to replace my policy with a policy they say is better when I like the one that I've got, the insurance policy. The reason I wanted to bring this up is because the president is starting to talk about his minimum wage aspirations again. And I feel like this is another one of his attempts to divert attention away from Obamacare. And the minimum wage is... Which I don't like, and I don't like any minimum wage increases because it's bad for small businesses. It causes them to have to change their business habits, meaning how can I hire another person if I'm going to have to pay them more? I can't afford that. The thing I remind people about is for the sector of the economy that produces over half of the U.S. GDP, if you raise minimum wage, where's the money going to come from? Who pays for that, Rich?
Right. No,
small
that's
business
right. Well,
owners don't
the
have it. They don't have it.
Yeah, fewer customers have to pay more. And if fewer customers don't pay more, then it comes, for most small businesses, I suspect, it comes out of the owner's pocket because it's got to come from
exactly
somewhere.
Right.
And it's not like, you and I are planning our trip on our 75-foot yacht later this winter. We don't have 78-foot yacht. But we have people that depend on us for at least part of their income, in my case, all of their income, in your case, and if the minimum wage gets, this is simple arithmetic. If it gets to the point where you can't afford everybody, then not only do you not, then you got to fire somebody because you can't afford you can't have the same level of output, work output, and the same level of income, but a higher level of expense. You can't do that.
Well, the other thing, Rich, years ago, 20, 30, 40 years ago, when you raised minimum wage, it did have an impact on employment. And I remember, you probably remember in the 70s, when raising minimum wage actually was inflationary. I could remember that. But today, labor is getting increasingly like energy. There are other alternatives. Even small business owners, Rich, have technology alternatives that can defeat a minimum wage increase. And so what that means is the people that these politicians wanting minimum wage increases to help actually hurts those people.
Yeah, I'll give you a great example. I when I go to Dallas, as I do with some frequency, I stay, it's a Hilton, but it's a boutique Hilton. It's relatively small. And, you know, for decades they had, you know, somebody would come and put my bill under my door that day I was checking out. And it turned out that those were students from SMU, Southern Methodist, that was a part-time job for them, helped them pay their way through school, whatever they used the money for. Well, guess what? Now they only will send it to you by email. So those five kids, those jobs are never coming back.
They don't have those jobs. That's exactly right. And you can thank minimum wage increases for that.
Hey,
Rich, thanks for being here. Good job today. Come back soon.
Thank you, my friend.
Rich Galen, ladies and gentlemen, a great American. He'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you that a ship in the harbor is safe, but that's not what ships were made for. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.